This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
What an introduction, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios. In the city by the bay, the world's most beautiful city, bar none, baby, San Francisco, California. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you for 2 hours, eh? This is hour number two. We start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, so this is 12 p.m. Pacific time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern time, live on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every Sunday. Of course, Saturday shows an hour. Bottom line is we're talking boxing and MMA for the next hour. And, of course, I'll bring in Johnny Sigg, as I will every week bring in the great Muhammad Ali. That's right, Cassius Clay, born Cassius Clay in 1942, said that was his slave name. He gave it up in 1964 for Muhammad Ali. Of course, he was basically like run out of the boxing business. He couldn't work. We talked about that in depth. But the bottom line is we hear Ali and McLean Stevenson of MASH fame in an interview that goes back probably about to 1974. I kid you not. Good times with Muhammad Ali, no doubt about that. Open phone lines all around this planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text us, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I want to start this out with, and, you know, Hector sort of scolded me about this before I came on the air, but somebody told us, somebody we know reliable, said that Alfred Aguayo, the undefeated boxer, of course, of our era, the best boxer to ever come out of Northern California, pound for pound, a perennial Golden Glove champion, a man that went undefeated as a pro, passed away this past week, we're told, but we have nothing to confirm that. But the bottom line is, Al was such a great guy and a class act. I hope it's not true. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline. Next up, Johnny Sigg on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. Of course, this is the MMA Hour. We'll talk basically primarily mixed martial arts this hour, but if you want to mix things up, you can as well on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's the listener line or the text line. I'll get to that in a bit. Got some text backed up here in the queue. 415, text number, once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. With the big fight being 6 days away, I'm talking about the Staples Center, of course, Los Angeles, California. Johnny Signorella. Johnny, Larry says the town is starting to come a buzz for this fight. Is Vegas buzzing for this fight?
Absolutely. And I know Los Angeles was going to come on probably a little later than usual because of Fury's storied background with, you know, drug addiction and calling out of fights and canceling cards and whatever. But we're 1 week away. Fury is looking good. Now, here's what's up, Pete. I'm looking forward to this fight because I think for the first time in Deontay Wilder, he's going to fight a Fury who's usually very frustrating towards opponents with his awkward style, like he frustrated Klitschko. Klitschko's an overthinker. I think Wilder comes in and he does what he does. He gambles. He's a shooter. He goes in there, and I think he disrupts Fury's awkward style, and we get a stunning knockout in this fight, Pete.
Is he like the Tommy Hearns of the welterweight division?
I'm sorry, Pete. I lost you there. We lost communication.
All right, Deontay Wilder, essentially the gun shooter, the gunslinger, the Tommy Hearns at heavyweight now?
Oh, absolutely. A great comparison, too, by the way. You know, as tall as he is now, Fury, obviously very, very tall. But we know that Hearns had a great shot, a straight right hand that was beautiful. And, you know, Wilder has two weapons, and I think it's a straight right hand and a hook. And like I said, he's at his best when he's spontaneous. When he's in there, he don't overthink things. He just lets his hands go. And I think that's what we're going to see next week in Los Angeles.
You know, back to Tommy Hearns just for a second. As an amateur, he couldn't knock anybody. He couldn't knock out Scott Cuddy. And Scott Cuddy's got a bad chin. I mean, I'm serious. He couldn't knock anybody out. Then he becomes the most feared puncher in probably the history of the welterweight division.
Compliments of Emmanuel Stewart and his tutelage, man. Like I always said, I always thought he was one of the best coaches out there. And he knows how to train tall guys. Let's look at the history. Klitschko, right? Lennox Lewis. Those guys weren't half as good until Manny took them over. So Manny knows how to work with the tall cats, Pete.
Yeah, I remember we were at the Kronk Gym West. I think it was either Tucson or Phoenix. I think it was Tucson. And Manny says to me, he goes, you know, you could probably turn pro. I said, yeah, but I'm not going to win no titles. Just right there.
Yeah, that's what's up.
But I'm not going to win no titles. Yeah, so the conversation sort of stopped right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Because I had sparred in front of him down there, and I had held my own and done real well. And he said, you know,
No, I'm not going to win no titles. I mean, it's a big difference between guys that can fight and guys that can win championship. I mean, we're talking about 15 rounds back then. Now the championship level is 12 rounds, of course, with Wilder and Fury both proving they have went 12 rounds in the past. So distance is not a problem for either guy. Tyson Fury says he's in the best shape of his life. He's done some great things as far as the YouTube cameras are concerned and the pre-fight publicity. And I think that this is going to go over real well in the UK and Europe. I think the sales in Europe might eclipse the sales in the United States. Is there a possibility of that, Johnny?
I think it's going to be good globally. I think a lot of people are going to tune into this. And I like the Fury story. Compliments to Tyson Fury for turning his life around, reforming from all the demons he suffered. I watched some great interviews and pieces with him. Very inspiring. They're promoting it in the right way, and hopefully people are lending ears to it, and we get a good fight with a lot of people watching. So I think it could be very good for boxing, especially, Pete, we got an American heavyweight champ. Deontay Wilder impresses and moves forward going into 2019 with great potential matchups at heavyweight. This is what American boxing needs. So fingers crossed. Obviously, Wilder's my boy. I'm looking for Deontay Wilder to prove greatness December 1st.
Can you tell me a little bit about Michael the Bounty Hunter? Because the reason why I bring this up is I knew his daddy. And his daddy and I were really close. We went to China together, and we've got some issues as far as China was concerned. Had some problems with the Chinese authorities, Mike the Bounty Hunter did, but he was a character, no doubt about it. And, of course, you know, he made it. He was a cruiserweight. Nobody wanted to fight him. He had a style. Nobody wanted to fight him. And he would fight guys like for 190 pounds, and guys were weighing like 240, 250, and his son basically did the same thing, didn't he?
He's the kid from Monte Carlo last night, right? That was a late sub replacement?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That was one of the better fights on that card, for sure. And it's funny when you get a guy coming as a late sub. I mean, it could work for the advantage of the sub or work against.
Johnny, it never works for the advantage of the sub. I mean, out of 1,000 times this has occurred, how many times has it worked for the last-minute sub? Maybe 2 or 3 times?
Yeah, it's true, but when it does, it throws them completely off because sometimes people have no idea the style and they train for someone else. In this case, the kid looked good, you know, so I'll pay attention when he fights next, for sure.
Okay. Pound for pound right now, if you look around, is there a pound for pound king in boxing in your mind?
Yeah, we got a tie, Crawford and Spence, and hopefully they could do it sometime in 2019. Unfortunately, I don't mean to be Negative Nancy here and Debbie Downer, but I don't think we get that fight until at least 2020 because the networks have invested so much money in their leagues for these guys to set up other fights, whether it be Fox, PBC, Showtime, DAZN, whatever. ESPN, they're locked into their networks. They invested so much money. But unfortunately, we don't see that. Now, past that, I got to say Canelo from his performance against Triple G last time. Canelo, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit now. He looked great. He's filling into his body at 168, looking really strong. I think he got the confidence needed getting that Triple G win moving forward. I think we're going to see some great things from Canelo. So I'd say outside of Crawford and Spence, I'm going to go with Canelo.
Speaking of Mr. Crawford, I thought I woke up in a time warp last night, but he's going to fight Luis Collazo. Didn't Luis Collazo peak, if he ever peaked, but didn't he peak like 6 or 7 years ago?
If he ever had, absolutely. That's the bullet point right there, 100%. It's a stay busy fight. I don't like it. Collazo, you know, he's been shop-worn for a minute. If he ever had a peak, it was as a journeyman at best. So, you know, Crawford, I think, is just going to mow him down. And then moving forward, hopefully Crawford gets a meaningful fight.
Should Mr. Spence be arrested for domestic violence and taking on Mikey Garcia, or is Mikey Garcia just so desperate for a payday that he'll do anything?
You know what? I don't know what's going on with Garcia, but I tell you what, looking at the two of them standing side by side, it concerns me. The shoulders, just the frame. We always talk about weight classes being so huge, and people are like, why do you guys always talk about weight? Well, they have weight classes for a reason. These guys are different framed men. Spence one day was going to be a middleweight, maybe even a super middleweight. He's got that larger frame. Whereas Mikey, I think at best, fills out to 140. He's a smaller framed dude, you know? So I think we're going to have some issues here. I think Mikey Garcia is biting off more than he can chew. He's going to have a good couple rounds, be competitive for 4 or 5. The size difference will show up. And I think Spence controls him down the stretch and knocks him out, actually.
Like I've been saying for a long, long time, size matters both in combat sports and pornography. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, checking the MMA Hour live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, we've got this major heavyweight fight, but it's going to be on
on pay-per-view, an HBO pay-per-view. Is this a Showtime pay-per-view fight? Is that what it is?
It is. I don't like the price tag of $74.95.
Yikes.
You know, it's a little rough, especially the undercard. You know, they got some good guys. Jarrett Hurd's there. You know, Luis Ortiz is there. Joe Joyce. But it's like, you know, they're not really in great competition. And Showtime's actually going to have a setup card where they're going to show Chavez Jr. against Alfredo Angulo in a slop fest. Chris Arreola returns. Believe it or not, Robert Guerrero is going to be there. And then from another slight location in Quebec City, they're going to have Adonis Stevenson versus Alexander Gavazdek. Wow. Like, it's a lot of boxing. But, again, for the price tag of $74.95, I think Showtime should have just gave this one to us, man.
You know, I'm going to ask you about Robert Guerrero. Here's a guy that had a lot of pride, or did he? In other words, he's willing to come back after being humiliated. I wouldn't come back after being humiliated, especially after you're not at your peak. I mean, Guerrero's best was – Guerrero was an overachiever. Let's be honest. His style doesn't put anybody to doesn't sell tickets. It doesn't make people fret. He was just effective in what he did at the different weights, okay? And he made a lot of money at the Mayweather fight. But, you know, he got humiliated last time out, and he wants to come back. Why? Why are guys willing to sell their respect and their soul? I wasn't willing to do it, and they weren't paying me.
You know, unfortunately, like you said, he's willing to go back out there and do this thing again. He's made great money against Floyd. The PBC was very generous to him and gave him great TV dates, in which he always drew very high ratings, right?
Did he?
And
huh?
I personally know Robert Guerrero, and he's a very good man. He's a smart gentleman, and, you know, he's got a great story with his wife beating cancer and everything. But I don't know why he's doing this. If it's not the money, look at the way he went out last time. I guess that was against Figueroa, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Figueroa's a way smaller guy, and Figueroa beat the hell out of him. And it was an embarrassment. I'd never seen Guerrero get hit so bad and so hard and drop, you know. So the punch resistance now is extremely low. And when that punch resistance is low, that's where it shows the residual effects of this thing. And it's time to be concerned. I don't know why he's doing this. The opponent is not a well-known guy. Maybe he's just coming out, like, maybe he wants to get that win and not close out with a knockout loss like he did in his last fight. But I can't really get behind the psychological goings-on about why someone would want to do this at this stage.
A southpaw coming to us, of course, from Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the entire world, no doubt about it. With 33-6 with a draw, taking on Adam Mate, 28-12. So the guy's got a journeyman type of record. I guess he's just looking to mark time here. You know, this sort of looks like the old ploy where you give the old guy that's got a name a couple of fights he can win and then put him in a fight where he can't win.
You know, I really hope it doesn't go in that direction because he will get hurt, especially look at where this fight is built. Welterweight, okay? One of the most dangerous divisions in boxing. Pacquiao, Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, Cal Brock, Jesse Vargas, you know, Keith Thurman, who is now back, you know, Adrian Broner, in a fight I can't wait, you know, to see against Pacquiao coming up. There's a lot of guys here, man, you know. So I don't. Where does this go? What's the end game about? Even for Brandon Rios, who fought last week, okay, you looked good, all right, you know, you came back, you got to win. Where are you going with this? Maybe give me Guerrero and Brandon Rios.
Wow, Brandon Rios, of course, fighting on Canelo's brother. Did Canelo's brother look like he was taking Flintstone vitamins to you?
He has hella conditioning, but man, he got whooped.
You didn't answer the question, but Hector Martinez did. He thought he was. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts with the king of Las Vegas, baby, Johnny Signorella on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Johnny Sig is with us from Las Vegas, folks. I was looking back at 1996 Olympic gold medalist for us, Vladimir Klitschko, asking that, advocating for the WBA, the World of Bunko and Anarchy. That's right, that's what I call them, the WBA, the World of Bunko and Anarchy, the World Boxing Association, per se, down of out of Venezuela, Panama, down there. So anyway, bottom line is, why is Klitschko backing this corrupt organization? Mike Miguel asks, of course, in one of these blogs here. And then Christmas says, I agree 100% that some cleaning in AIBA needs to be done, but that won't happen with replacing with the most corrupt and bizarre sanctioning body in all of boxing, the WBO. Very disappointed in Vladimir. What do you think about that, Johnny Sig?
I got to agree. I couldn't say it better. And you and Socrates, you know, you nailed it right on the head in the first hour. It's like anything associated with the WBA is corrupt. I mean, we get regular titles, we get subpar titles, we get super titles, we get any kind of title. It's like insane. So I think anytime you bring the WBA in for any kind of sanctioning or any kind of authority, you're looking at just terrible stuff. So Klitschko being a class act, I'm a little surprised at this. There's got to be a reason, and I don't know what it is, though.
How about money? Do you think Klitschko could be is Klitschko a guy that could be – I mean, he never made the – or did he make the big money? We really don't know how much money he made packing all those stadiums over there in Germany, do we?
No, we don't. I was going to lean there next. And the thing is, there is hints of him looking for more money because I'm hearing like some serious talks about him maybe facing Joshua in April. Yikes. You know, I think Joshua's a little different after the Klitschko fight, but Klitschko's now going to be 2 years removed from that slugfest. And, you know, we know that, I mean, he showed a decent chin in some fights. But, I mean, I don't know where he's at with his punch resistance this late and 2 years removed, like just to jump into those kind of waters with Joshua, who's already got the confidence and the wherewithal to know how to beat him. But there might be a money issue there, so maybe it's a cash grab.
You know, I'd pull a Tommy Harris move on him if I was Joshua. I would just come out smoking right away on his old ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, make him pay right away. Let's see what you got, old man. Let's see what you got. Because if you don't try these old guys early on, they get slick and they can pull tricks down the end. But you got to get them out of the game plan. Much like Ali was taken out of his plan by Larry Holmes in 1980. I mean, Larry came out there, established a jab, and Ali was never in the fight for 10 rounds.
Well, you know, especially with a guy like Klitschko, you look at, like, what a thinker he is, like I said before.
Overthinker.
You know, like, he's always down. Overthinker. That's why he doesn't bust a move until he feels it's perfect. Now, sometimes when he busts that move, well, he'll bust that ass because you see how that right hand drops people. you know, and it even happened in the Joshua fight. But then he overthought when Joshua was hurt. Like, he could have probably taken Joshua out had he had more stones and been more aggressive about it, but he's very methodical. That's not his temperament. And that's why he succumbed to Fury as well, and hence why I think Deontay Wilder's style is going to go against, you know, Fury style much better, because Wilder's just more aggressive. He doesn't think, he just goes. And he's got a great chin, and Fury doesn't have much power.
Boxing needs more gun shooters. I mean, gunslingers. That's what boxing needs. Boxing needs gunslingers and personalities. You think so?
Oh, absolutely. That's what sells fights, man. That's why I like Bronner so much. You got the personality. That's why I like Wilder so much. Personality and shooter, and has tremendous power. I love Tyson Fury. He's got a great mouthpiece on him. We need personalities and we need power. This is why the women's boxing, like you guys were talking about and we talked about last week, it could be great. Some of these women have great personalities, but there's no power. There's no suspension of disbelief. There's nothing that makes you feel compelled or on the edge of your seat, because you know nothing's going to happen. Well, and that's why, go ahead.
Well, there's nothing in Clarissa Shields that makes me think she can really fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about somebody who could fight. I mean, she could box a little bit. Big deal. But the bottom line is, you know, I want to see some excitement. I mean, Larry talked about this last week when he talked about, I posed a question put forth by Hector Martinez, Duran's ex-manager, that, you know, maybe today we have too many fighters in condition and not enough boxers, per se. And I think there may be some truth to that. But at the end of the day, boxing needs personalities. Adrian Broner's a personality. Manny Pacquiao, to a lesser extent, is a personality. And he's going to bring his cult following to this. But is there a cult following still with the Pac-Man? Is the Pac-Man, can you still turn that pay-per-view crank?
Absolutely, man. Especially in a fight like this that's getting promoted very, very well. And Broner's doing his thing, selling this thing. And I think a lot of people will tune into it. Again, also on pay-per-view, I don't like that they're starting the year with so many pay-per-views, especially where we have these great, like, outfits that are putting, you know, good content out there for a monthly subscription. You know, Showtime coming out the gate with, you know, hitting you with some pay-per-views, you know, then that's a little awkward. But I still think people will tune in. And I think if Bronner's got his head on straight, we might see a classic here, bro.
But this
has potential. This has some serious potential.
Johnny, this is pay-per-view's last gasp. This is
you
the
think so? I mean,
this is the last gasp. Listen to me. On pay-per-view. Oh, God, help me. No, I'm
well,
serious.
I hope so.
Wait. Well, no, time out. Listen, this app stuff is going to take over the world. There's just no doubt about it, okay? When you could pay $9 a month, okay, and they can get, here's how they do it. They get a certain amount of people in each country. They pull all the money together, much like we would if we had socialized medicine in this country, okay? In other words, it pays for itself. It makes money. This is going to make incredible amounts of money around the world, because there are enough boxing fans everywhere, if you charge them individually, that will make this a billion-dollar entity.
It's genius. I mean, look what the WWE Network did. That's a genius app. These guys are, like, you know, following suit. The UFC, I wish, would do it with their Fight Pass, because it's like, why am I going to pay for some fights I really don't care about? If they threw in the pay-per-views with the bundle, I'm all in. They should follow what the Zone's doing, and ESPN to a certain degree. I don't know if ESPN's going to go the pay-per-view route. There's been rumors about it. We see what happens. But for right now, I mean, if you're paying for the Zone and ESPN Plus, $15 for all this boxing content. I was paying $15 a month for HBO. DAZN and ESPN in one weekend put on more boxing than HBO did all year.
Ooh. Home box office. You can almost hear the Godfather crying in hour number one. I mean, I know he wasn't, but you could feel the pain in his voice there. Man, that must be really tough to watch your baby go down in flames.
Hey, look, man. You know, as much as I crapped on HBO boxing in the past year or two, right? You know, I grew up watching HBO boxing with my father. Some of my most fondest memories, watching Boxing After Dark, Ike Abiyabuchi, David Tua, all those guys, Derek Jefferson, Arturo Gatti, the list goes on and on, Wilson Rodriguez. I mean, those are some great fights and some fond memories I had. And to be honest, when the credits were rolling before the Saturday Night movie, before HBO went on air last night, I was saying, this is one of the last times I will see that Sunday night or Saturday night movie fade out with HBO boxing coming up. So I got some feels, man. Like, I got some, you know, emotional states going through me from last night. And, you know, I'm going to miss HBO, man, as much as I crapped on it.
You know, I did the HBO International for the Ike Abiyabuchi and David Tua fight in Sacramento, California. It was a 12-round fight, most blows thrown, I believe, in a heavyweight fight. Was a record for a long time. But what a war it was. And, man, a fantastic fight. And, of course, Ike Abiyabuchi having issues where he bounced a check with a hooker or something like that in Las Vegas. That's a subject for another day. As we move forward, is Telemundo and these Latin TV networks, are they going to stick with boxing?
I think so. I think there'll always be a market for their subscribers and viewers. And every once in a while, you catch a good scrap on there. They had one last night. I found it a little entertaining, you know. But I think they'll always definitely have a place in boxing.
Okay. Boxing right now is controlled, folks, by the app. So you haven't got the ESPN app, of course, and the Zone app. You're probably lost as far as a boxing fan's concerned, unless you want to watch them delayed on YouTube or something like that, or maybe pirate them on the Internet. And, of course, there are sites where that's available. I'm not advocating that, but I think if you went to VIPbox.tv, you might be able to find something like that if you were hurting for coins. Just if you were hurting for coins, of course, you lived in a place where they didn't have, where they don't have Internet restrictions. Isn't that who we're advocating this for, Johnny?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. But we can't get in trouble here. We don't want to go to jail, okay? We don't want to go to jail watching the FCC come through the door here and grab us both at the same time. Simultaneous raids in San Francisco and Las Vegas. Signorella and Fernandez yanked off the air. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts until the top of the hour, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. In fact, in this segment, I promise you, Somali, we'll come back with some Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali and McLean Stevenson after the break. You tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I got to tell you, I am the most excited I think I have ever been in my life, just meeting him. Does that mean anything at all? Nothing.
You're just trying to make me feel good.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. No, I have been a fan of yours for a long, long, long time.
Thank you. Glad to meet you.
It's really nice to meet you, too. I have no idea what to say. I suppose we could start with... How did you get started boxing? Now, if you find any of these questions stupid, just punch it in the mouth. I'll know I'm out of line if you deck it.
Well, that is a stupid question.
Thank you. Sorry, Ed.
I've been asked that so much.
Well,
I thought you would ask me how did I get started wrestling.
Well, let's get to what we're going to.
Wrestling is old news. We're in a new field now. We're going to Japan to take on this Antonio Inoki, the world's heavyweight karate wrestling champion. And this is a whole new thing. People have always wondered, well, how would a boxer do with a wrestler? I've always wanted to fight a wrestler. I see them grabbing each other and throwing each other down and twisting each other's arm. And I always said, boy, I could whoop him. All I got to do is hit him real fast and hard and move off of him. And now I'm going to get a chance to do it. And this will be something. I predict this will outsell all of my fights, and I'm the biggest draw in the world. Everybody. And listen, I'm going to play the ropes. We're going 15 rounds, 3-minute rounds. He's allowed to use his bare fists. He's allowed to use karate. No punching in the eyes, no hitting below the belt. If I can grab the ropes when I'm down, he's going to have to turn me loose. And you saw a sample on Wild World of Sports a few days ago where I beat these wrestlers to bloody messes. That's right. And this is what I'm going to get.
Okay.
Plus, he's starting to talk. He's talking about I better bring a sling and crutches with me. And I don't like fighters or wrestlers who talk too much.
One thing he has done, now this I find this kind of difficult even to imagine. He has been practicing by having people actually kick him in the face.
Yeah, he got 2 or 3 teeth knocked out, I understand, accidentally. And people jumping on his face because he don't do this for wrestling. He's trying to get ready for shock. But the shock that he's taking is not like my punches. And I'm just a little nervous about it, I got to admit, because if this man should grab my arm or can get behind me and get one of those body snatching or those back breakers on me, I'm in trouble. But I'm counting on my speed and my reflexes, because if I hit him right and he don't fall, then he can do what he want to do.
Now, what will determine who wins?
Well, the one of each round, for the rounds of 3 minutes, 2-minute rest, the one of each round, 2 judges and a referee, will get 5 points. The loser get 4 under, according to Betty Loss. And if he can pin me down any time for the count of 3, he wins the match. He's got to get me down and get me in a position. And if I'm down, I'm allowed to hit up. And if he's down and my knee's on his chest, I'm allowed to get down. It's going to be something.
Yeah. Sounds like a real
and
funny.
If he throws me out of the ring, Which they had got a habit. This gorilla Monzon caught me a few weeks ago. I was playing with a wrestler, and he turned me around and slammed me on the ground. He's allowed to throw me at the ring, and I have 20 seconds to get back in the ring, things like this. It's going to be something. I'm serious. It will be something. Only I could do this. Only boxers that could do it. It was my idea. I saw these guys on television. I got a fellow training me. They might let me bring him on the show. I don't know. To meet him. Freddie Blassie. You heard of him. Freddie Blassie's here. And he's my new trainer. And the reason I got him is because Antonio Inoki, I understand he's taking his fingers. He might, like, grab my head and take his fingers and try to hit me in the eyes or kick me in the lower parts of my body. He might try anything. Well, Freddie Blassie wrote the book on dirt. Blassie wrote the book on dirt. And I had to tell my people to find me the dirtiest wrestler. They say, I said, Gorgeous George, this is not him, Dick the Bruiser, Freddie Blassie. I said, get Freddie Blassie, and Freddie Blassie will be in my corner. And plus, he talks a lot. He's arrogant. He's pretty. Got his white hair dyed. And he's something. Me and him together, Japan will not be ready.
Freddie Blassie's on a beach in Honolulu, Hawaii. They're doing a wrestling card and a boxing card both at the Blaisdell Arena in Honolulu, Hawaii. It was like 35, 40 years ago in the 60s. I believe it was the 60s. Anyway, this kid comes up to him on the beach and says to him, Mr. Blassie, can I have your autograph, please? And Freddie Blassie, being the true heel, the bad guy in wrestling, kicked sand all over the kid. He kicked sand all over this kid. So the kid goes and tells his father. The father comes back. He's all pissed off. He's ready to go off until he realizes it was Freddie Blassie. The bottom line is Freddie Blassie, a heel to the end. Of course, Ali, classic Ali and Freddie Blassie. Of course, McLean Stevenson put it all together. That's just my weekly presentation of the greatest of all time, folks. Muhammad Ali, from me to you. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Back to Las Vegas and Johnny Sig. You know, Ali told me that fight with Inoki, of course, it was an exhibition, a wrestling exhibition, but it took a lot out of him because he said it broke a lot of blood vessels in his legs. He got kicked so many times, and it might have taken some time off his legs. So although he said he didn't regret doing it, he probably regretted doing it. You know what I'm saying?
It looked like a rough match to me, bro. You know? And anytime you want to, you know, move around with a wrestler, you know, it's a whole different facet. Ali, ahead of his time in doing so, you know, always a forward thinker about, you know, how to generate interest in anything he said. Though we always say, whenever Muhammad Ali spoke or did anything, the world just stopped. You know, even in countries where they didn't have television, they somehow knew about this man. So that's just incredible in itself.
Johnny Signorelli, I told you about the time we stopped in China where the place that they had one wire going into this whole village. One wire going into this village, folks. That means they didn't have cable TV. There weren't no satellite dishes. 1994, Ali and I get off the train with the rest of our party, and people were just amazed. And before you knew it, there was a big crowd around the train. But back to Ali, he got his start as far as being – you know, bold by watching Gorgeous George. Gorgeous George was the most prolific wrestler in the 1950s. He was getting $200 for a ringside seat when ringside seats were going for $5. Okay, so Gorgeous George was the hottest ticket in all of wrestling. And Ali looked at him and said, you know, if that guy's making the money, I want to do the same thing. So that's sort of how Ali became Ali.
It's amazing, you know, open-minded thinker, saw something in that guy, and hey, that stuff sells, bro. I mean, look at pro wrestling in general. No matter what outfit you look at, like, that's what fuels the whole thing. That's what makes it compelling, the drama. And that's what Ali saw, and look at him, the most polarized sports figure, or maybe even personality, celebrity personality ever.
Yeah, and I remember one time we were in China, we were watching some wrestling on television, and it was sort of cool. I mean, listen, I don't want to go into it in depth, but the time that I got to spend around Muhammad Ali, I really want to thank Harold Smith. I know Harold Smith and I have had our words over the years after the Dubai incident of 2013, but or 2011, whichever it was. But the bottom line is, you know, I want to thank him for allowing me to spend as much time around Muhammad Ali as I did. So we'll let that go as that. Let's talk back to boxing, current-day boxing. Of course, Mike Wilson coming up short against Dennis Lebedev yesterday. Mike Wilson... do you think he became, I thought he had the skills to do this. Do you think he just became mentally not there? Because It seemed like he had all the physical attributes going for him if he just stuck to a game plan, and he seemed to get unraveled easy about the fourth round.
He didn't show up, dude. I mean, you just hit it right there. That's what I was saying to myself yesterday watching this. I'm like, why make the trip all the way to Monte Carlo? You know, by the way, speaking of Monte Carlo, it could have been the room. The room's quiet. And even the announcers were talking like you're watching a golf match. Like they're like whispering like it was a tennis match or something. So everything about it was just like draining. It's hard to get up for like those type of things where it feels like you're playing to like a dead audience or an empty room, you know? So maybe he didn't travel well. Maybe he wasn't feeling the vibe. As far as Medvedev goes, I mean, he was okay. I don't see anything there. I mean, they're talking about him facing Usyk. No, bro. You know, Usyk will chop him down. I mean, I know that, you know, we know this guy Dennis from, you know, taking out Roy Jones, almost decapitating him. But let's face it, Roy Jones never had the best chin in the world. And as he got older, you know, he started to fade more. And any time that Dennis stepped up, you know, he lost to Marco Huck and Murat Gassiev. So I don't think he's a top player there.
I'll never forget what Ray Leonard told me. We're sitting, he's laying in the, on a bed in Concord, California. I think it was a Holiday Inn. He's on his bed. He goes, you know, Pedro, he goes, Roy got a bad chin. He said, Pedro, Roy got a bad chin. Just like that. And then we went into the conversation how Roy was knocked out with the big gloves in the gym and everything like that, and how Ray was going to get $1 million and sign Roy. And then at the last, I guess over the course of the Olympic trials, Ray came to the realization that he didn't think Roy was worth a million dollar investment. But he actually had the money either in a safe deposit box or at a local bank in Walnut Creek or Concord, California. Ray was ready to play, man.
You got to have a chin if you're going to do this thing. And Ray's smart enough to know that. Great chin on Ray. You know, I mean, the thing with Roy, those knockouts were so horrific, too. Head smacking across against the canvas, which is terrible. Going down face first, leaning against the ropes, and the referee not stopping at the appropriate time and just taking unnecessary punishment. I mean, he suffered some of the most worst knockouts. I mean, if you put together a highlight reel of that, that's some scary stuff, man.
Steve Smoger was a referee. Of course, Steve Smoger, the judge and the referee that was removed from the bench in New Jersey for some nefarious conduct. I'll just put it to you like that. He was sort of very rough on defendants. He was making defendants pay double bail on that kind of good stuff, and he was taken off the bench in New Jersey, but yet they allowed him to continue as a referee and a judge, which I sort of found a little funny. And, of course, I ran him up the flagpole a few times over it, but Steve Smoger, Jack Fisk best described him to me, too brave.
That's what he does, and he's insecure about it sometimes, too. I've met him several times.
Too brave.
And I'd see him, he'd be like, yeah. You know, I met him a couple times, and he'd be like, do you think I let that fight go on too long last week? I'm like, hell yeah. You know, thanks for the entertainment, but, man, you know what? Not at the expense of seeing people get injured. You know, there's a fine line. Some guys pull the plug too soon, and, you know, sometimes we get upset when we see that. But I'd rather be safe than sorry. You know, I mean, this is the hurt business. I get it. But people have to understand that if sometimes it doesn't look like it's the most exciting thing in the world, or you think someone could go a little bit extra long, the referee is the first one there to see everything. The eyes rolling back to the head, the person laboring their breathing or not responding to command properly, showing signs of brain fatigue, honestly. So these are the guys that have to make the decision, and I don't like when they go too long, so I'd rather see them pull the plug.
Get this, Johnny. Today's fight schedule, boxing in Ghana, boxing in Rome, Italy, boxing in Toscana, Italy, boxing in Japan. Holy cow. Boxing, get two cards in Japan. Card in the Netherlands. That's just Sunday. Another one in the Philippines. Boxing's rocking and rolling around the world. The United Kingdom's got a card for Sunday as well. So, man, holy cow. Tuesday, of course, we go to Panama City. Man, I just left Panama. It's a Hotel El Panama. That was a ballroom I was just in a couple of weeks ago, man. I can't believe it. They're going to have a fight card there. And in the main event, a guy by the name of Alexander Duran, but I think he's a Duran only, a name only. You hear me?
Yeah, man. And absolutely. There's only one Duran, my brother.
Okay. Johnny Sigg's going to stick with me for the close. He usually doesn't, but he will for now. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast. This is the MMA Hour.
You're listening to the MMA Hour. Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
From Motown to Las Vegas, baby, it's big fight time. Let's put Johnny Signorelli on the spot. 6 days away from Tyson Fury taking on Deontay Wilder. WBC crowner on the line. What's happening, Johnny Sig?
Wilder knocks out Fury under seven rounds.
Fantastic. Johnny Sig, we'll talk next week. All the best. Say hello to the old lady for me.
Thank you, Pedro. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, folks, you can catch Ring Talk all the time, 24/7, on YouTube.com. Just open up YouTube and go to Ring Talk Worldwide, punch in Ring Talk Worldwide, and that takes care of it. But before I wrap things up, I want to mention this. One of my mentors in radio was a talk show host by the name of Ray Taliaferro. At one point in time, I was in line to be his producer about 25 years ago. He was a late-night talk show host, an African-American. He was a president of the North NAACP here in San Francisco. He's very, very community-minded. Each year I used to see him when I went down to the Monterey Jazz Festival. He was always part of that. Anyway, Ray sort of got the boot, as did all the other talk show hosts from KGO, the big ABC station, the talk show station here in town, when Cumulus bought the station and fired everybody but Ron Owens, the morning host. Okay, so it went to another format. So Ray went to work for a station in Santa Cruz, and Ray was doing his Ray thing, and Ray was ripping people up, and some lady called. It just happened to be the station owner's mother, and Ray told her where to go, all this kind of good stuff, the whole nine yards. Ray was fired.
okay? And Ray hadn't been heard from basically since. I had called him. I found where he was. I talked to him about a month after his departure from the Santa Cruz station. He said he was okay. He was fine. And then I didn't hear about Ray. And I asked people about Ray. I asked people around here when I see these old radio veterans, what's happened to Ray Taliaferro? And everybody says, oh, he's great. He's great. He's great. In fact, Christine Kraft told me he was great. Now, this week, he's missing in Putica, Kentucky. What the hell is he doing there? Putica, Kentucky, the great Ray Taliaferro, the radio icon from KGO in San Francisco, is missing in Putica, Kentucky. So I'm a bit concerned. I wish Ray all the best. I wouldn't say prayers for Ray because Reverend Ray, he was an atheist. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast over Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, only on Sports Byline. So-